Okay, good morning. Let's get going. We're in chapter 8, lesson 8, learning about the participle.
Can I go back to an English class?
Okay, so we're learning about legon, the participle there meaning saying, and ha legon. The person saying, so adding the article to it turns it into what we call a substantive. It's a verbal noun, a verb functioning as a noun. And we were in section 8.3, learning about how to translate ha legon into good English. And the most helpful way to start is thinking of ha legon as meaning the one saying, the person saying. So it's the person who is doing the action of the verb. And we saw hoi anagnoskontes ta biblia, which would be something like the people reading the books. We can express that in English as the people who are reading the books, or simply the readers of the books. So when we have the readers at that point, we really have made this transition from it being a verb into being a noun. And hoi anagnoskontes would be classified as a verb. That's how you would look it up in a dictionary, but it's really behaving as a noun. And participles, they are verbs, but then they behave as nouns and they take case, number, and gender. So you have nominative, accusative, genitive, and dative cases, and so on. Okay, and then we come to the top of page 36 and this translation passage, and this was where we reached last week. So, reading this text that we have here, ha apostolos akoue ton logon to Jesu, kai akouon ton logon graphe auton ento biblio, ha apostolos estin ha graphon ta biblion, kai hoi logoi autu eleithes eisen, makarioi eisen hoi anagnoskontes ta biblion autu. Okay, let's try reading that together a little more slowly. Okay, ha apostolos akoue ton logon tu Jesu, kai akouon ton logon graphe auton ento biblio, ha apostolos esten ha graphon ta biblion, kai hoi logoi autu eleithes eisen, makarioi eisen hoi anagnoskontes ta biblion autu. Okay, so ha apostolos, that's our subject, the apostle. Akoue, so it's got the A ending, it's third person singular. The apostle hears, and then ton logon. See, the ton logon is the direct object. He hears the word of God to Jesu, modifying ton logon. Kai akouon, and hearing the word. Graphe, another verb, with the apostle still as the subject. He writes, auton is the pronoun. In the direct object case, referring back to ton logon, he writes it ento biblio, in the book. The participle in there is akouon. Hearing, he then writes, which is placing the emphasis upon the writing is in the foreground, as it were, and the hearing of the word is in the background. then the apostolos, the apostle, is hographon, the one writing to biblion. He is the one writing the book. He is the writer of the book, we could say. Kai hoi logai autu aletheis eisin. And his words are true. And then makarioi eisin, blessed are those who read hoi anagnoskontes. So that's a participle. In this case, in the plural, nominative plural. What are they reading? Ta biblion autu, his book, the book of him. Okay, so see how the participles are functioning in there. The second one, hographon, with having the article, it's functioning as the one who's doing the action of that verb, the writer. Okay, section four. Any questions on the participles? Section four, hoti. Hoti. So it's a rough breathing there on the omicron, so we pronounce it with a H at the front, hoti. And you may hear people talking about hoti clauses. So hoti is a linking word. It's a conjunction. It may mean that or because. Another common use is to show the beginning of quoted words. So those of you who've had Hebrew, it's functioning very similar to how lemor would function in Hebrew. New Testament Greek, we don't have quotation marks. Instead, hoti followed by a capital letter indicates words spoken or quoted. And in that case, the best way to translate it is simply to consider that the open quotation marks is a translation of that word. And it would be pedantic to actually put in the word itself. So, for example, hoi legontes hoti, apostolos esten eletheis eisen. So let's try saying that sentence together. Hoi legontes hoti, apostolos esten eletheis eisen. So hoi legontes, those who say, and then the hoti introduces us to what it is that they actually say. Quote, he is an apostle, that, and then end quote, eletheis eisen, they are true. You have to use context to tell you when the quote ends. In most cases, that's clear, but as I pointed out last week in the Life of Christ class and John's Gospel, that can be very difficult to figure out. It's always clear where the quotation marks begin when Jesus says something, and it's very difficult to figure out where we end the words of Jesus and return to the words of John the narrator. So if you compare red letter Bibles, you'll find that they differ in somewhat in the extent of the red letters. So hoti there occurs just like we would say quote, we can translate just with quotation marks, but it doesn't always occur before quoted words. And in many cases, in our Greek texts, the only indication of quoted or spoken words is would be a capital letter. The original manuscripts themselves weren't written in upper and lower case. That's been added by later manuscript writers. But context is usually will tell you where the quotation is beginning, and there's usually some verb of speech that comes immediately before the actual words. So as I say, it's never really in doubt where a quote begins. And it's really only in John's Gospel that it's usually in doubt where it ends. Okay, now we get some examples of hoti in use to introduce direct speech. Number one, ha legon hoti, Ho theos esten en to urano, eletheis esten, ala ho legon hoti, ho theos uk esten en to urano, psustes esten, kai hoi logoi altu uk eletheis esen. Okay, let's try that together. Ho legon hoti, ho theos esten en to urano, Eletheis esten, ala ha legon hoti, ha theos uk esten, en to urano, psustes esten, kai hoi logoi, autu uk eletheis esen. So ha legon, this is the one saying, and often translate that, he who says, or if we're going to be gender neutral, the person who says, and then hoti is open quotation marks, and the content of what he actually says is ha theos esten en to urano. God is in heaven. Eletheis esten, he is true. And there we're just using context to determine that that's the end of the little quotation. And we can tell that partly because next we proceed to Allah ha legon, hati, but the one who says, and now we have another quote, ha theos uk esten en to urano, God is not in heaven, psustes esten, he is a liar, balancing the aletheis esten, he is a liar, kai hoi logoi autu uk eletheis esen, and his words are not true. Okay, all comfortable with that sentence? And here the commas are added also to help clarify. Greek New Testament has commas in. Yep. Yep, it has punctuation. This isn't itself a full verse from the New Testament.
Are there commas in the Greek New Testament added, or are they original?
They were added 8th, 9th century, thereabouts. The original manuscripts are written all in uppercase letters, what we call majuscules, with no spaces between the words. So you have to know a language well to be able to read it when there are no spaces between words. But you could read of some English without any spaces between words. Yeah, no spaces.
How do you know when a word starts again?
Yeah, if you know the language well enough, you can do it. So I could give you a paragraph of English, and you would be able to read it without any spaces, if you'd know the language well.
Because
parchment was so expensive that they wanted to say that it's very cost. Okay, number two. Hologon hoti, hotheos uk agathos, esten, sustes esten, kai ha logos tu theu uk esten en auto. Okay, let's say that together. Ha legon hoti, ha theos uk agathos esten, sustes esten, kai ha logos tu theu uk esten en auto. So again, ha legon, the one who says, he who says, the person who says, hoti opens our quotation marks, and hotheos uk agathos esten is in the quotation. God is not good. So there, agathos, the word, good. Sustes esten, he is a liar, referring to ha legon. Kai ha logos tu theu uk esten en auto, and the word of God is not in him. And then number three, agathoi eisen hoi logoi tu apostolu kai makarios ha anagnoskon autus. Agathoi eisen hoi logoi tu apostolu kai makarios ha anagnoskon autus. Agathoi eisen hoi logoi. So good are the words, and our subject here is hoi logoi to apostolu. So the words of the apostle, they are agathoi, good. So agathoi and logoi agree in the case that they're in. They are good, and makarios is blessed, is ha anagnoskon. Hanagnoskon, the one who reads, is the reader of them. The one who reads them. Autus, there as the object, referring back to the words. The hoi logoi. And it's a different case. So hoi logoi is in the nominative because it's the subject of the verb eisen. By the time we get to the second clause, ha anagnoskon autus, the autus there is the object of the verb anagnoskon. But it the one who reads them, so it has to be in the accusative case. But then we have to look back and think, well, what does them refer to? And it has to be the hoi logoi, the words. Okay, number four. Makarios ha legon ton logon tu theu, kai makarioi eisen hoi akuontes. Makarios ha legon ton logon tu theu, kai makarioi eisen hoi akuantes. Blessed is the one who speaks, so makarios halegon, and we don't need a verb in there. We have to add in the verb, a form of the verb to be, and Greek can dispense with that. Blessed is the one who speaks ton logon tu theou, the word of God. That's the object of halegon. Kai makarioi eisen hoi akuantes, and in this case a verb has been added, although it wouldn't strictly be necessary. And blessed are those who hear. You could just have said makarioi hoi akuantes, and the meaning would have been clear enough. And in that case, the eisen of makarioi hoi akuantes is what in English we call a linking verb. So it's the linking the makarioi and the akuantes. And you can really just think of it, as all you engineers here, as being an equal sign. And number five. Makarioi hoi ton logon tu theu akuantes kai poiuantes. Makarioi hoi ton logon tu theu akuantes kai poiuantes. Now this one gets a little more tricky. So makarioi, that's clear enough, so blessed. And then we have hoi is the article. And hoi is, so it's plural, nominative, so that's in the case of the subject. But then it's immediately followed by ton logon, which is in the accusative and is the object. And then by tu theou, which is modifying ton logon, it's in the genitive case as a modifier. So we're wondering, where is the word that goes with hoi? Where is the noun that goes with that article? And finally, we get it with akuantes. akouantes is the plural, nominative plural participle. So you see, hoi and akouantes, they go together, but they've been split up in the Greek, and a bunch of words have been put in between. And this is really very common in the New Testament. So you have to go searching around a little bit in a case like this to find the rest of the pairing when you have the article and its associated noun separated by several words. So makarioi ha akouantes, blessed are those who hear. And then what they hear, ton logon to theou, the word of God. And then we're told something more about them, kai poi uantes, and the ones who do, the ones doing from, and that's a new verb for us. Poeo, we'll learn, is the verb to do or to make. So that can throw you off when you encounter this in the Greek New Testament is an article and its noun being separated by a whole bunch of words. It's common enough, though, you'll just frequency of use, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Oh, akouantes and poiuntes. Yeah, that has to do with the vowels that are at the end of the verb. So one is akuo and one is poieo. So for the verb to do, poieo, there's actually four vowels in a row there, of which the first two are a diphthong. And onto that, the ending ontes gets added, which is another vowel. And so in that case, vowels get changes happen with the vowels. And we'll see, that's coming up pretty soon in one of the next lessons, what happens with these. Okay? So that's the how hoti gets used. Now let's move on to section 5. Is there any questions on section 4? Section 5. Now we get a whole bunch of verbs. Verbs with endings like Lego. And refer back to section 5.5 where we learned the verb and the endings of the verb. So remember, and just quickly review that in section 5 on page 19, 5.5. So this is the plain vanilla verb, as it were, in the present tense. Lego, leges, lege, legomen, legate, legusin. So let's say those together. Lego, leges, lege, legomen, legate, legusin. So I say, you say, he says, we say, you say, they say. So now we have a number more regular verbs that have regular endings. So grapho, I write, I am writing. We get our word graph or an anagram, graphics, and so on. Akuo, I hear, I listen, which we get acoustics, and so on. Akuo ton logon, I hear the word. Akuo autu, I hear him. Apostello, I send out. I send, so that's where we get the noun, apostolos, an apostle, one who is sent out. Gnosko, I know, in which we get the word gnostic and agnostic. Agnostic is the ah on the front, makes it negative. It's what we call a privative. It deprives the gnosko bit of its power, as it were. So gnosko. Heurisko, I find or I meet. we have the word heuristics. Echo, I have, and that can then also really have the meaning of I hold, or if I have something in my hand that I'm holding something. Lambano, I take, I receive, I accept. So it's the idea that something is given to you by somebody else, and you are then taking it into your hand or your possession. And then you have it in to receive the tradition, the teaching, things like that. Anagnosko, we've been encountering all along. I read. So you'll note that that's based on gnosko, I know, and then anagnosko is sort of like I know again by reading. Pistuo, I believe, I trust. Pistuo. So we have the phrases pistuo tois logois, I believe the words, and pistuo to Jesu, I believe in Jesus, or I trust Jesus. In that case, to Jesu and tois logois are in the dative case, point being you believe in something. And then a word we've encountered in the previous section, makarios, is blessed or happy. This is used in the Beatitudes. Jesus says blessed. And then three names. So we have Ha Philippos, Philip, He Maria, Mary, and Ha Lucas, Luke. And note that those have the article with them. We've seen that often a personal name is used with the article. Okay, now some translation exercises where we see these verbs in action. Section 6. Number 1, He Maria eche to biblion. Okay. He Maria eche to biblion. Mary, we don't translate the article. Mary has the book. So echo, we saw, is the I have. Here, eche, third person singular. Ta biblion is the object of that verb. So it's in the accusative case, and ta biblion, we'll find out, is a what we call a neuter noun. Ta is the neuter ending. Akousin ton logon kai lambanousin auton. Akousin ton logon kai lambanousin auton. Akousin, they hear the word, kai lambanousin auton, and they receive it. Number 3, Gnoskete ton Jesun kai pistuete auto. Gnoskete ton Jesun kai pistuete auto. So gnoskete ton Jesun, you know, there being the plural ending, second plural ending, you know Jesus. Kai pistuete auto, and you trust him. Number 4, ha Jesus heuriske ton Philippon kai lege auto hoti makarios ha euriskon tous logus tou theou kai pistuon autois. Ha Jesus heuriske ton Philippon kai lege auto hoti makarios ha heuriskon tous logus tou theou kai pistuon autois. So,
Just a quick question. What's the difference between believe and trust in the Greek? I mean, how can you tell the difference when you translate?
That's just your translation choice. There's no difference.
Okay, because in English they're different words. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same word in Greek. Same word in Greek. Okay. Ha Jesus huriske ton Philippon kai lege auto hati makarios ha huriskon tus logus tu theu kai pisuon autois. So ha Jesus, that's Jesus, that's our subject. Huriske, that's our verb. Third singular, Jesus finds. Ton Philippon is the object. Jesus finds Philip. So finds in the sense of he meets him on the road, or he encounters him, he finds him. Kai lege auto, and he says to him that, open quotation marks, says to him, Makarios ha huriskon, blessed is the one who finds. Tus logus, tu theu, is the object of finds, who finds the words of God, kai pistuon autois, and the one who believes them. Pistuon. So, ha huriskon and pistuon, they are both participles. Okay, number five. All comfortable with number four? Charles?
If Jesus finds, how would it be if it was Philip finds Jesus?
It would be
With the same order,
you would. So Philip would have to become the subject. It would be in the nominative case. So it would be ha Philippos. Okay. And Jesus would be the object. So it would be on Yesun, and then you can keep the same word order. Okay, five. Ota ekon akue. Ota ekon akue. So ekon is the one. Ekon is having, participle of echo, to have. Ota, ear, so ota ekon, having ears. Akue, he hears. Very brief and succinct there. Okay, we understand that. Okay, that.
So, what case is ota?
Ota there, it is the... It's the direct object, so it's in the accusative case, but it has an ending that we haven't yet seen. It is because this is a neuter noun. So we will encounter neuter nouns in a couple of chapters' time. Number six. Ota ekon uk akue. Ota ekon uk akue. So the same thing, having ears, now just with the verb, main verb there being negated, he does not hear. Having ears, he does not hear. And what we would often do to render that into good English is make the first clause there a concessive clause, so though he has ears, he does not hear. Number seven.
Yeah. So is that determined from the context? And because this could have other meanings, right? Other, like the word though isn't really in this.
Well, you'd sort of use the context here to think, you know, you have ears. Well, what do you use normally ears for? Ears are supposed to be used for hearing. And so now you have somebody who's not hearing. So it's a contrast between the two halves of the sentence here. Um, So it just would be good English putting into though he has ears, he does not hear. Because that would convey the point that the author is trying to get across here. Mm-hmm. Okay, number 7 puts it into the plural. Ota ekontes uk akousen. Ota ekontes uk akousen. So having ears, they do not hear. Or we could say, though they have ears, they do not hear. Okay, so ekon has become ekontes in the plural. Akue has become akousen. One the participle and the other verb in the present tense. Number 8. Genoskontes ton Jesun pistousen auto kai lambanousen tous logus autou. Okay. Genoskontes ton Jesun pistousen auto kai lambanousen tous logus autou. So, genoskontes ton Jesun, knowing Jesus, pistousen, they trust him or they believe in him. Kai lambanousen, and they accept his words. So James, back to your question of how do you know about trust or believe? Maybe the problem there isn't so much is really how we understand belief, because to believe something is really to believe in the trustworthiness of something. Concrete. Okay, and then number 9. Apostele tus apostolus autu prosten Marian. Apostele tus apostolus autu prosten Marian. He sends, that's apostele, his apostles, prosten Marian to Mary. So pros there is a preposition, and its object is in the accusative case, ten Marian, to Mary. Okay, all comfortable with those? Now it's time for you to use your brain cells and do some work here. Section 7. So using the pattern hoi legontes hoti ho theos agathos estin tein aletheian legusin. So those who say, that's hoi legontes, and then the content of what they say, ho theos agathos estin, God is good, tein aletheian legusin, they are speaking the truth. And then using these adjectives, agathos, good, hagios, for holy, katharos, for pure, and makarios, for blessed. Now we have these phrases to say in Greek. So the first one is the example that we're given. So those who say God is good are speaking the truth. So let's jump on to the next one, since I've already read that for you. Those who say God is pure are speaking the truth. How would you say that? Okay, I think you got there. So we're just changing one word here, the word pure. So, hoi legontes hoti, ha theos katharos estin. Tain aletheian legusin. So we've just changed agathos, good, to katharos, pure. Then those.
Aletheos, at the ending of that word?
Aletheian is in the accusative case, it's the object of legusin. It's the object of the verb speaking. You're speaking the truth. And it's an ending. It's a feminine verb. We haven't yet covered feminine verbs. although they are coming in lesson 9. So you will learn them very soon. But it's got the same nun ending that masculine nouns had. So this is a feminine noun. Those who say God is holy are speaking the truth. Okay, hoilegontes hoti, hotheos, now we add an hagios, estin, ten aletheon legusin. So we're substituting agathos and putting in hagios. And then those who say God is blessed are speaking the truth. Okay, hoi legontes hoti ha theos makarios estin tain aletheon legusin. So we're putting in makarios, blessed, there. Okay, section B, using the pattern ha legon hoti ha theos u katharos estin sustes. Esten. So, halegon, the person who says, ha theos u katharos esten, God is not pure. Sustes esten, he is a liar. So we have sustes, a liar. For which we get things like pseudo, right? Pseudo is meaning false. And then uk. And uk, and remember that uk is the negative, and it's uk before a vowel with a soft breathing, and uk before a vowel with a rough breathing. So now say in Greek, the person who says God is not pure is a liar. That's our example. So let's go on to the person who says God is not blessed is a liar. Okay. Halegon hoti hotheos u Makarios estin, sustes estin. And now the person who says God is not good is a liar. Okay, halegon hoti ha theos. And then what form is our negative going to take here? Uk. Uk with a kappa at the end. Uk agathos estin, sustes estin. And then the person who says God is not holy is a liar. Uh-huh. Okay, so halegon hoti hotheos, and what form is our negative going to take here? Uk, ending in a ki, uk. Hagios estin, sustes estin. Sustes. Uk. Uk. So it's sort of like the CH sound at the end of Bach. Bach. Uk. Uk. Whereas uk, uk agathos, it's a hard K. Uk hagios is a sort of an aspirated. Got it all. Okay. Section C. Couple of vocabulary words. He zoe. He zoe is the life. So you may know some women called zoe, means life. And hoi anthropoi. Hoi anthropoi is men or people or mankind. Here we have John 1, verse 4. En auto zoe ein, kai he zoe ein tafos ton anthropon. En auto zoe ein, kai he zoe ein tafos ton anthropon. So how would you translate that? Okay, so let's take en auto zoe ein. En auto is could be in it or in him or in, yep. Zoe is the subject. life, and ein there is the verb in the past tense, and we've seen that before. In him was life, kai hezoe, and the life was tophos ton anthropon, the light of mankind, light of people. And then a note that in the first two verses of John 1, ein occurs four times. Here it is twice, and it occurs nine times in the first 10 verses of John 1. So ein meaning he was or it was. Now we're taught in school not to repeat your words, but to look for different words, synonyms, and so on. The writers of Hebrew narrative were never taught that. They use repetition of words as a key part of telling their stories. And Hebrew, John 1, 1 through 18 is functioning as in a very Hebraic way with this repetition of key words. Okay, now we have another little poem.
Yes. The auto there is in the dative case.
Yes, that's in the dative because of N, yes. Yeah. So Kai is an and an ala but oikos house and skene hut. Esten is and asen are enkus near and makros far. Now the last line there, it's a double gamma, which we pronounce not egus, but engus. Double gamma is pronounced as an NG. If you can remember back to lesson one. Way back. So let's say that Kai is and ala but. Oikos, house, and skene, hut. Esten is and asen are. Engus near and Makros far. So oikos there means house, family, household, temple. We ultimately get the word economy from it. The echo at the beginning is part of that. And you'd have to use context to determine exactly what is being referred to. And then skene is a tent or a shelter or a hut. Okay, now we have comprehension exercise. So we'll do this and then we'll take a little break. Number 8. Read through carefully and then we've got some questions to answer over the page. So God sends his angel to Mary. This is from Luke chapter 1. A simplification of that passage. Ha theos en urano esten. Ha theos en urano esten. Kai apostele ton angelon autu ek tu uranu prosten marian legain tus logus autu. Kai apostele ton angelon. Remember there, double gamma, angelon. Altu, ek tu uranu, pros tein marian, legain, tus logus altu, kai erketai, ha angelos, pros tein marian, kai lege alte, tus logus tu theu, kai erketai, ha angelos, pros tein Marian, kai lege aute, tus logus tu theu, kai akue autus he Maria, kai genoske hoti aletheis eisen, kai akue autus he Maria, kai genoske hoti aletheis eisen, tutus tus logus egrapsen ha Lucas ento biblio autu kai anagnoskontes ta biblion heuriskomen tus logus tu angelu kai tus logus tes Marias. Tutus tus logus egrapsen ha Lucas ento biblio autu kai anagnoskontes ta biblion heuriskomen tus logus tu angelu kai tus logus tes Marias kai pistuomen autois hoti alithes eisen kai pistuomen autois hoti alithes eisen makarios ha echon ton logon tu theou kai pistuon to Jesu makarios ha echon ton logon tu theou kai pistuon to Jesu kai makarioi eisen hoi echontes ta biblion tu apostolou kai anagnoskontes auta kai makarioi eisen hoi echontes ta biblion tu apostolou kai anagnoskontes auta. Okay, now let's see how you do with these following questions. And you have to answer these in Greek. So where does the passage say God is? Okay. The Greek answer is? Hey, Theos en urano esten. Theos en urano esten. So God is in heaven. Who is sent to Mary? Ha angelos autu. Ha angelos autu, his angel. Whose words does the angel speak to her? Okay, good. Hoi logoi tu theou. Hoi logoi tu theou, the words of God. So here he comes and he speaks tus logus autu. So tus logus autu, his words. Tus logus there being in the accusative, it's a direct object. But to give us an answer, we would turn that around and say, hoi logoi tu theou, the words of God. Number four, what does Mary know about the words? Good. Alithes eisen, they are true, or we could turn this into a full sentence and say, hey Maria, genoske hoti. Alithes eisen. Mary knows that they are true. In that case, the hoti is not as a quote. It's meaning that. Yeah. That. Number five. Who wrote these words in his book? Okay. So the simple answer would be ha Lucas. And if we wanted to make that into a full sentence... Okay, so we can put this ha Lucas egrapsen tutus tus logus. So the way it's given us in the sample passage, the emphasis is on the tutus tus logus, because that's placed first. So the way it's written, we could translate it as and these words Luke wrote in his book. But and now answering this question, who wrote these words in his book? We want Luke to be the focus, so we would put Luke first, and we then say, ha Lucas egrapsen tutus tus logus ento biblio autu. So we've used word order there for emphasis. And changing the word order doesn't change the meaning of the sentence because the function of the words is encoded into their endings. Number six.
The ending of grapsin.
Agrapsin. So it's a past tense, and we haven't yet learned the past tense of the verb. That's coming up. Number six, who is reading the book? You can. Good. Anagnoskomen. Good. Anagnoskomen. Ta biblion. We are reading the book. So the way it is here, anagnoskontes ta biblion heuriskomen, and reading the book, we find the words of Jesus. So it's clear that we are doing the reading. And so we'd say that in Greek as anagnoskomen. Number seven, whose words do we find in the book? Okay, heuriskomen, tus logos, tu angelou, kai tus logos, tes Marias. We find the words of the angel and the words of Mary. Number eight, why do we believe the words? Okay, hoti alethes eisen, or we could say, pistuomen autois, hoti alethes esten. We believe them because they are true. Number nine, what person is described as being blessed? Okay, makarios ha echon, ton logon tu theu, kai pistuon to Jesu. And how would you translate that? Okay, blessed is the one who has the Word of God and believes in Jesus or trusts in Jesus. And then finally, number 10, what people are described as being blessed? Okay, makarioi eisin, hoi ekontes ta biblion tu apostolu kai anagnoskontes auta. And how would you translate that? Okay. Blessed are those, the people who have the book of the apostle and read it. Good. Good. Okay. So you see, it's a little bit of work, but you can work your way through a sizable passage like that. Take a short break. Get yourself a cup of coffee, and then we'll launch into lesson 9 and learn about the feminine noun.